Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're so grateful for this beautiful day. We're grateful for the Word of God. We're grateful for all these things you told us in the Word to teach us from your owner's manual what we should do, what we can do, what we cannot do, and what we have to do to walk in divine health, to walk free of the devil, and to walk as your children. Now, Lord, as we read and study today, continue to impress on our hearts the things we should do, and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to go on here today in Matthew chapter 6. We're going to continue to see some of the things that Jesus told us to do as he was starting his ministry. Jesus is saying to the people here, he said, take heed that you do not your alms before men. Or in other words, don't give your money before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Now then, that's terrible. If you're out there saying, look at me, I'm giving this much money, doing all kinds of things, the Lord says you have no reward in heaven. So when you give money, just give it. Give it to the ministries that you feel that you're growing with, and then just praise the Lord and thank him for your return. He says, therefore, verse 2, therefore when you do things, therefore when thou doest thine alms, or give your money, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, but in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Well, if that's the reward you want, is for man, then go ahead and do it. But frankly, myself, when I give money or give things into the kingdom of God, I just write it, give a check, and send it to somebody, and I don't, go around blowing our horn. Because if you do, the Lord says that's all the reward you're going to get. He says in the verse 4, that thine alms may be in, or do thy alms, or that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly. Now, that's where I want to be rewarded, is by the Father. He says, and when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now then, I don't want my reward from man. I want to be blessed from God. It's a whole lot better to do it the Lord's way. So the thing to do is read the book and do it God's way. Then he says, and when you pray, enter into your closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward you openly. Now, that's what he says do. Go into your closet and pray, and you don't have to scream and cry and kick and jump around. You can just go into your closet, get on your face before God, and begin to talk to the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will hear you. It says, and when you pray, do not use repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. In other words, they're talking out loud over and over and over and over. No, you don't have to pray like that. It don't take long to pray for something. You can go and ask the Father in Jesus' name to do something. He will do it. I've seen him do many wonderful things. And then he says, verse 8, be not ye therefore alike unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Now, the Lord, he's watching. His eyes are going to and through throughout the earth. But he knows what you have need of before you ask. But he will not give it to you until you ask. And then when you ask in faith, when you ask in total faith, you start seeing these great and mighty things happen. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you and worship you that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. And when we pray, you hear. Now then, he's going to give us an example as he's talking about praying here. that our Father knows what we have need of even before we ask, but we need to ask. Verse 9 says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is the way we're supposed to start our prayer. Our Father, which is art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's a very good way to start any prayer. Or you can say, Father, our Father, which is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. But you need to put that name of Jesus somewhere in there now. In verse 10, he says, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Now see, the Lord's will, if we would pray that his will would be done here, it would be amazing. We would have different peoples elected. We'd have voters that were electing the people instead of just the loose, immoral people out there that's electing these officials. And then he says, this is the way to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now the Lord wants the way things are done in heaven to be done in earth. Now he made this earth for you and me. He made it and give it to us, and you and me are supposed to use it. We're supposed to take care of it. We're supposed to do all things, and all things are ours on this earth. But I've come to realize that I didn't know those things. I had to really begin to read this book to find out who I was and what I could do in the mighty name of Jesus. But whenever I did and learned those things, I began to pray like the Lord says here, and I can ask for great things, and he'll do it. Then he says, after we ask for thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We know that this is the way it should be done. Our everything on earth should be just exactly like it is in heaven. And it would be if we didn't have that enemy, the devil, out here to contend with. And then he says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, wait a minute. Let's think about that. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, that one has a requirement in it. Now, then, if you have a unforgiveness towards someone and you're a Christian, you have not read this book very close. Because if you have an unforgiveness toward anyone for anything as a born-again Christian, you can very easily be turned over to the enemy, and your flesh can be tormented, and he'll torment you day and night, and eventually he will kill you. And even he'll get legal right through your children and all kinds of things because of your sin. So whatever you do, make sure that when you read this book, you take it to heart. And if it says to forgive, he says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now then, if somebody, if we have a grudge or we owe somebody something, the Lord says we are to pay off those bills. We are not to have them, but we are to pay them off. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. How powerful is our Lord and his kingdom? It has all power. When he came to this earth 2,000 years ago, he defeated our enemy, the devil, and triumphed over him completely and totally annihilated the devil. Now, totally destroyed his power and his works. But unfortunately, that beast is still running around here on earth. He is still deceiving a lot of people. He's doing everything he's doing with deceit. In other words, if you want to use it like this, he's using mirrors to make himself look big and look powerful. But he's doing a good job. And as he does all those things, he gets so much legal claim to the church that he continues to make us sick and afflict us. And we don't have to put up with that if we will just read and know and act on this book. And he says, and after verse 12, verse 13 says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now that is an eye opener right there. when you get a hold of the fact, there could be a many a person that has literally missed heaven for the simple reason they would not forgive their brothers and sisters of certain things that happened. And the enemy was right there getting them to stay into that state of unforgiveness. And when he does, that beast has legal right. He will send a demon or two or three. He loves it. And he loves it when you sin. But you don't want that beast. If you don't want him, all you got to do is speak directly to him and tell him you don't want him. And he has to flee from you. Satan cannot stay unless he has legal claim to you. And he gets legal claim to you through sin. So if you have a unforgiveness towards someone, forgive them. It says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now then, if you don't forgive them, he won't forgive you. And there may be a lot of people on this earth that thought they were washed in the blood, but they were never, got their life cleaned up as far as unforgiveness. And so you can't ever tell. Some of those people, if they died with unforgiveness in their heart, they may very well not go to heaven. Now that's a scary thing to think about, to think that you would allow your enemy to hold an unforgiveness upon you and or against you, or you're holding it against them for something they done, and it appears you have justification to hold that, but you really do not. If you're a child of God, you don't belong to your own, you belong to the man. Now, when you realize that when you belong to Jesus, he will take care of you, he will watch over you, he will protect you. But we don't have to pay for nothing down here. They take care of everything, including two meals a day. So I can't hardly beat that, so I say praise the Lord. Now then, if you do forgive, or if you do not forgive, he said, if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And isn't that amazing? And he says, when you fast. What do you mean, when we fast? Lots of people never fasted. When I read that one day, it says, therefore, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, and call attention to yourself, but make sure that you just wash and clean your hair and put oil on it and make like you're not on a fast. Because he said, if you will do that, just anoint your head with oil and wash your face. And then he says, then you will appear not unto men as to fast, but unto your Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret will reward you openly. Now, I praise the Lord for that. So, well, let's just read the book and honor what it says, and we will be blessed. I'd like to invite you to give me a call if you would like video, audio, DVD, CDs, music CDs that we make. These are all free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send some to you if you'll contact us on the phone at 940-242-2106. Or you can go to our website at www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all of our information. Have a blessed day in Christ.